with the celebrations. And what's lovely is that when we have this kind of show, that hopefully we can connect to some loved ones, you know, that are in the spirit world. And that can bring a lot of comfort and a lot of hope. But what I'd like to do today, if it's all right with you, Mike, as well, is perhaps look at things for people that are going to be coming up for them in 2012. Because I think we go into a new year, don't we, with a lot of expectation. Yeah. And, you know, we say, oh, what's the new year going to bring? I hope it's better than last year. Last year couldn't have got any worse. I hope this is a fresh start for me. We hear these things time and time again. So it might be nice, because I've got all my oracle cards here at the ready, and they're very, very good at pinpointing things and events and, you know, giving you guidance on things which are likely to happen for you. And I think it's always a good time to start looking ahead now.
Well, I think I might be using them oracle cards, or you might be using them oracle cards on me a little bit later on in the show there, Beth, because, you know, there's certainly a few things I'd like to know, you know, as we're going into 2012. But, you know, this is why I label this as a special show, because it is the end of 2011, really. It's certainly the last show of 2011. You know, I'm looking forward to 2012, and let's go out with a bang, and let's bring it in with a bang, isn't it?
Well, that's right.
Yes.
And it's ironic, isn't it? It's New Year's Eve tomorrow.
Well, not quite for us, Matthew.
It is for us. We're on the 30th, and it's like New Year's Eve tomorrow, and it's come so quickly.
Well, it's the day after tomorrow for us, because we must remember now we're still in Thursday.
Of course.
We're behind you.
That's right.
So yeah, it's good. You know, it's an end of an era, really, and you know, I'm really looking forward to 2012 and all of what 2012 brings. And I'm sure that, you know, a lot of our listeners will be doing the same. So I do thank you, Beth, for bringing your cards on board there. But I know I was talking to Matthew just yesterday, wasn't it, Matthew? I'm sure it was yesterday.
I think it was yesterday. Yeah, it would have been yesterday. Yeah.
It was yesterday, yeah. And you know, speaking about the most strangest things, really, was the weather. And Beth, you wouldn't believe how the temperature was yesterday for Matthew. I think I'm going to leave Matthew to tell you that, because I got so disappointed. I got so upset.
The wife was walking around in shorts and T-shirts and bare feet, because it was 28 degrees yesterday. Which is round about probably about the 80 degrees Fahrenheit mark.
I mean, it's quite hard for us UK folk to comprehend that, even though we're having a particularly mild December. You know, this time last year, we were actually having snow, and it was deep snow, but we haven't had any of that yet this year. And it has been quite mild, which is quite refreshing, really, and it hasn't stopped people commuting over the Christmas period, because the weather has been good, which has been a blessing, you know. But, you know, thinking about your wife, and she's going around in all her beach gear, and we're all wrapped up in our cardigans and our jumpers and our overcoats, you know. But
it just doesn't seem to be fair, Beth, does it?
No. Did you do the Aussie thing of barbecuing on the beach for Christmas Day?
No, we had a barbecue on Christmas Day in the back yard. We sort of had a piece of beef on the barbecue. So that was a traditional Aussie thing. But it's so weird over here. I've still not got used to it, even though I've been in the Southern Hemisphere nearly 10 years. Is that in December, which is nearly the height of summer, Christmas Day is brilliant blue skies and you're in T-shirts, and it's really, really warm and like a heat wave. And I'm just used to, like, the first 30-odd years of my life almost having snow and ice on the ground. So it is a bit of a transition.
Sitting there with the central heating on, you know, that's what we're doing. You know, it always fascinates me. I think, you know, when you send Christmas cards in Australia, are your pictures all sort of like beachy Christmas cards, and ours Christmas cards are all and robins?
You can get the traditional ones. You can get the snowy ones. I mean, the Aussies have got a really unique sense of humour, and you get sort of, you get beach beach photographs with the Santa Claus sitting on the beach or sitting on a surfboard or all the traditional sort of Aussie scenes. It's quite funny, really.
I bet that must feel really odd to you, I would imagine. It's
one thing I can't get used to. I mean, I was so used to having the really cold, associating Christmas with it being really cold and almost a white Christmas, and coming here and it's this bright blue sky every Christmas. Yeah, it does feel odd.
It must do. Perhaps one year you'll have to just come back to the UK for Christmas and have traditional turkey cooked in
what miss out on the really warm summers here, huh? No, we have
in the chat room here, Matthew, and you know, we've got a great friend of you, and I know that he's a friend of Elizabeth as well. It's Paul, and I think Paul is quite jealous at the moment about the heat that you've been having and the things he's posted in the chat room. I think he is quite jealous, actually.
Oh, hello, Paul, if you're listening. I hope had a nice Christmas, Paul, and I don't think I'm on the right chat room because I can't see you on there, so I think I'm on the wrong bit, but I'll see if I can amend that.
What we'll do, Elizabeth, we'll give you a link to the right chat room because you've probably got several, but we'll give you the right link, and I'm sure that my wonderful producer's already done that. Which he must be psychic. That's all I got to say because it's already done. And you know, if you click that, Elizabeth, you'll be able to go straight into the chat room and. And there we are, Paul is saying hi back to you as well, so that's
Him. It is, that's lovely. And I don't know whether Anne's listening today. I know she's quite an avid listener to our shows as well. So, Anne, if you're listening as well, I hope you've had a lovely Christmas too. So it's lovely, isn't it, that we get people that like to follow not just your show, but the show I do here in the UK on a Sunday as well. So that's really, really lovely.
Yeah, now I want to chat to you a little bit about that, Elizabeth, because obviously, you know, we do have some of the same listeners, not all, but we do have some. So why don't you tell everyone now about your show you do on a Sunday?
Oh, thank you for that, Mike. I do a show on a radio station, which is an FM radio station here in the UK, which is based in Stourbridge, which is a place in the West Midlands. The radio station is called The Bridge Radio, and not only does it broadcast on 102.5 FM on a normal radio, it also broadcasts on the internet. The website is thebridgeradio.net, and you just click Listen Live. Now, the show goes out every Sunday evening, 5 p.m. UK time until 7 o'clock. I do readings on the show, and I have a mixture of guests. I've had all sorts of people on the show, including Colin Fry and Derek Cora, amongst some local mediums as well. So I try to have a good mixture of guests. We've got some exciting guests lined up for 2012 as well. But if you want to know more about it, if you want to add me as a friend on Facebook, if you just go to Elizabeth Lee Crowther and add me as a friend, and it's on my page. There is also a spiritual calling page on Facebook if you do a search, because that's what the show's called, Spiritual Calling. So I think you've been a guest on that show more than once, haven't you, Mike, on our...
Oh, I have, Beth, you know, and it's always a pleasure to come on to your show because, you know, again, I know that your show is really popular and, you know, again, you know, plenty of people that call in and, you know, plenty of lovely readings. But I know, you know, I remember doing that special demonstration that we done for the Bridge Radio.
That was a really exciting night. I mean, to work together, not just on radio, but to be live together. You know, we did a super event in Dudley in the West Midlands at a place called the Station Hotel, which is notoriously haunted, and it's been featured on a programme called Most Haunted with Yvette Fielding, and it's located opposite Dudley Zoo, which has also been on the Most Haunted programme. And Mike was good enough to travel down, and we did a live show with also other mediums, Dave Williams and Wendy Binks and Jean Foster. We had a super evening, a big audience, and we were giving live readings out, and we had a super stage show. And it wasn't it lovely, Mike, though, just to work together in person? You know, we really had a good time, and hopefully next year there's more of that to come.
Oh, most definitely, you know, and I'm really looking forward to that. And, you know, a little bit there with Matthew as well, because I know Matthew's coming over to the UK. Haha, you might get some cold weather. You never know.
Probably. I mean, in the north of Scotland, I certainly will. I mean, I was saying to our friend Frank that we're going to be up in the north. No, it wasn't. Yeah, it was Frank. Well, we'll be in the north of Scotland sort of May, June. And you can guarantee on those Highland roads, it's going to be lashing rain. The clouds are going to be right down to zero visibility, and it's going to be blooming, freezing cold.
Well,
Matthew, I'll tell you what, Matthew, send me your address and I'll post you a thermal vest.
I think you can probably dig one out for
there.
We've still got all our crates with all our UK stuff. I can guarantee I've got the thermal vest somewhere, at the bottom somewhere.
Well, Matthew, as I said, you know,
we're going to be in the UK about May, June next year. I think it's the middle of May that we're going to be actually arriving. And it's going to be, I think it's the first week in June that we're up in Donegh, which is near Inverness in the north of Scotland.
Okay, and then
cold,
see after that, then see Beth. I know that Matthew Frank, and Frank was supposed to be with us tonight, but unfortunately Frank is not very well. So you know, our thoughts are with Frank. Today,
yeah, I know he's been. It was ill all night. It was like dashing for the loo all night. I know he was messaging me on Facebook to sort of apologise that he couldn't make it. So. Which is a shame, but there you go.
But never mind, you know, because I'm sure of when the two of you come over here to the UK that, you know, we will be joining up and doing some work together.
I'll have to correct you there, Mike. It's not Frank that's actually coming over to the UK with us. It's a guy called Luke Patrick and the lady called Susie Price who are coming over. We're basically three of the four mediums show that we do over here, and Luke's actually done quite a bit of work in the UK before in the Birmingham area, so there are probably a few listeners in the UK who might actually have heard of Luke Patrick. He's a brilliant medium, and I've done some stand-up shows with him, and I've got a few things planned with him next year, obviously including coming to the UK.
Okay, let me be corrected. So when you come over to the UK...
Sorry about that.
No, not a problem. I'd rather be corrected than be wrong. When you come over to the UK, obviously that we'll be joining up in your tour, and maybe we could do some up in where Beth is. Maybe we can do a night up there somewhere along on the tour.
Because I mean, we're going to be in the Birmingham area probably mid May and probably at the end of June as well. There's a lady that we're going to be meeting up with there who's trying to plan some live nights and live evenings and do some filming with us. I think she's talking about four nights a week. We've got to finalise that part of the show yet, but we are planning something.
Well, I'm sure that afterwards or even prior to that, you know, that we can certainly sort something out. Being up in Birmingham with Beth and maybe, I mean that's all in the planning yet. I mean there's no point saying that's anything definite because we just don't know yet, do we?
Well,
Matthew, all I got to say is when you come over here, we're going to end up working you to death. Mind you know this, don't you?
That sounds really good. I'm up for that. That doesn't bother me in the slightest. To be a working holiday.
This is what it's all about, isn't it? You know, it's about working hard and then giving as much communication as we can. Well, tonight we're going to do, or this morning, whichever way you want to look at it. Today we're going to be doing something's a little bit different. Normally we would play ad breaks during the show, as you two well perfectly would know that. But today, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to play some songs in between. And I know that we're going to go to a song break in just a few seconds. But before we do that, let me call out some numbers. Because I know that the phone lines are, are starting to flash as we speak. So let me call out some numbers. If you want to call in for readings or even just to ask us some questions or whatever you want, or whether it's for guidance or whether it's something to do with your spiritual development, the three of us are here ready to take your calls. And the numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside of the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. I'll be right back just after this. And welcome back, or even if you've just joined us, welcome. You're listening to me, your host on Spiritual Connections, with my two special guests here for this special show, because it's an end of 2011 for me on the radio, and a brand new beginning in 2012. I think we're going to go to the phone lines, and my wonderful guests is Elizabeth Lee Crowther and Matthew James. Guys, are you all okay there?
We're absolutely fine.
Ready to go, Mike.
Okay, well, let's get this show underway, because I do believe that we have Frank online. And Frank, are you there with us?
Yes, hello, I'm here, yes. Thank you for taking my call. Can I ask you
where you're calling from, Frank?
Yes, sunny Southern California.
Okay. Okay, well, Elizabeth, we're going to leave Frank all over to you. So is that okay with you, Elizabeth?
Absolutely. Hello, Frank.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Okay.
Yes.
Have you had a good Christmas?
Oh, yes. It was very nice, very peaceful, very understanding, and I'm grateful.
Oh, well, it's always good to appreciate, isn't it? You know, I think that's things that people do forget, but obviously you obviously haven't, you know, because you're grateful and you're appreciative, and that's something to look at, because it's a good way to have that perspective around you. Now, I've got my cards, Frank, and automatically I've been drawn to my Archangel Raphael cards. So can I just put a few cards out for you? And then if there's anything that you would like to ask me, I'll have a look and see if I can help you with any questions you may have. Is that okay, Frank?
Yes, by all means. I am involved in a legal issue. I'm planning to be back in court in January 3rd of 2010 at 1:30 in the afternoon.
Okay.
I'd like to know.
You'd like to know a little bit more about that situation, okay. Well, I've just pulled some cards out for you, Frank. Straight away, I can see from the cards that this is obviously causing you a great deal of stress at the moment, because I've got the meditation card, which is always sort of meditate to get clarity and to clear your mind, because I do see that you feel extremely confused about this situation. And I've got this card also, it says call upon Archangel Raphael for help. Now, not only is this to help you clear your mind and to see things clearly and, you know, to look at things straight, I also feel that you need some healing. I just feel like there's been a lot of complications around this for you, and there does seem to be that there's been hurdles or delays to do with this. Now, I've just pulled out a card, strangely enough, which is the Fairness card, which is all about balance. And on this card, if you could see it, is a set of scales. And I always know if I get this, it's to do with a legal issue, because here in the UK, and I'm assuming it's the same for you over in the US, that on our solicitors' sort of letters and in the shop windows, they always display this symbol of a set of scales. And that always is to do with, like, legal issues. And I've got this on the Fairness card for you. And what this says, the message on this card is saying the situation will be handled in a fair and just manner. I think that you need to almost take a step back from things, because you're becoming too involved, and that is clouding your mind about how to see things straight from your point of view. I'm also being told, is there anybody around you with the name of Stephen? Stephen?
Stephen, no.
Because I get this name in connection with the situation that's going on. So I need you to write this down, Frank, when you come off this call, because I think there is something there about this name that is going to be quite helpful for you. Now, I've also pulled the card which says focused intention, and it's all about being focused on your target and you will make a mark. Now, would you also understand this situation has either a financial benefit for you if it all goes your way, or financial implications? Because very much I'm looking at cards which reflect finances as well. They tell me that February 2012 is going to be quite like a turning point with it all. And it's almost like you gain extra information that will assist you with this problem, if you want to call it that, that's going on, I get the feeling that I want to tell you not to overly worry about it because things will even out. But it's almost like you've got to take a step back to see things more clearly. All right? Now, would you also understand somebody that went over into the spirit world at quite a young age? They didn't make it to be an old person, because I've got somebody stepping forward to me. They don't look very old, perhaps in their 20s or 30s is the way that they present themselves to me. I do feel that they have taken a level of responsibility for how they crossed over into the spirit world. Does that make sense to you, Frank?
Yes. Can you pick up on a name by any chance?
Well, I can only give you what comes in for me. I can't give you anything other than what I get. This is the way that I work, and I always work in a very honest way. But I know this is the information they share with me, and I just feel that their life came to quite an abrupt ending. There seems to be no real preparation for other people that were around them for the way that they crossed over to spirit, because they make me feel like there was a shock element. People were very shocked or surprised about the way in which this person crossed over into the spirit world. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yes. I think I might have an idea of what it might be, yes.
Okay. Well, they're drawing very close to you at the moment. They give me this information so that you understand who I've got coming through. They also talk about, now this could be somebody here on Earth around you, but they show me the initial V, and I don't know whether they want to say Valerie or Victor. I don't know, but all I know is the significant initial that they're showing me is the initial V, and I get a sense of somebody here on Earth. With that, would you also understand a cat that's over in the spirit world for you too?
Yes.
Because I've just had a cat that's jumped in also that says to me that they were your cat. They have crossed now into spirit. They want to draw close to you because you had a big bond with them when they were here on Earth. And they feel it's very important. Now, animals can come through as well as people, Frank. And the way that I work, to me, they're a soul. And if they're a soul, then they can come through to be remembered to you as well. Now, would you also understand somebody that had quite a stomach problem or quite an issue in their stomach area of their body?
I'm not sure if it could be my mother or it could be possibly my brother. I'm not sure.
Because I've got also this information about somebody who was having a great deal of difficulty in the stomach, and there was some kind of investigation that was done, and it was puzzling. It was a very puzzling condition to medical staff where different diagnoses was being looked at. Do you understand that, Frank?
Yes, yes.
And they show me this where it was a hard thing for it to be diagnosed correctly, and they also talk about medication that was either wrong or it had to be changed or stopped. And again, this is your validation so that you understand who is coming through. I'm also seeing the initial S being drawn, S for sugar, from the spirit world. And somebody is also telling me, and I may go on to a different link here, the mobility problems they had, and they couldn't walk from A to B. And it's almost like I see them shuffling along because they can't pick their feet up properly. Again, do you understand that, Frank?
Yes.
Okay, so you're very blessed, you know, because you've got all these people that want to link to you today, and they're all, I think, gathering around you on a spiritual level because they see the anguish that you're going through at the moment with the weight on your shoulders because you've got this court case coming up for you, and it's like it's weighing quite heavily for you. So they're coming around you to support you spiritually, and they very much make me want to say, come on, Frank, you know you're going to get through this and things will be sorted out for you in a fair way. And they want you to get some sleep at night now. Okay?
Okay, I will meditate and I will concentrate more on relaxing and sleeping.
It will do you the world of good. And just take some comfort knowing that they're all around you and they're giving you this love and this support. They've just said happy birthday. So I think it's somebody's birthday in January and they're saying happy birthday to the person that's on earth that they're connected to who celebrates a birthday this January.
Possibly my uncle.
Okay, well, they're sending birthday greetings for January to somebody in the family. Okay, Frank.
Great. I appreciate the reading. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Frank. And remember, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. And I say thank you very much for calling there, Frank.
Thank you. Many blessings. My call.
No problem at all. And you have a wonderful new year there now, Frank.
Likewise, I'm sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines. I do believe that we have Paul online. Paul, are you there with us?
Hello, it's me.
Hi, how are you doing there, Paul?
I'm fine, thank you. You look all right?
Yeah, well, I'm doing fine.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hiya, Paul. Lovely to meet you today.
Same.
Okay, well, Paul, I'm gonna hand you over to Matthew.
Okay.
Into the keep lines there, Matthew. Matthew, you okay there?
Yeah, I'm fine. Hi, Paul. How are you?
Hi, Matthew. I'm okay, thank you.
You have a good Christmas then?
Yeah, it's quiet.
How can I help you tonight? Today, I mean, it's tonight for you. It's this morning for me. I mean, I know I've got relations of yours around you, and I think the specific thing they're actually talking about. Are you planning any way a move or a property move, or you're thinking of moving out of the area? Because that's what seems to be emphasized here. What is the movement that they are talking about?
All right, no, it's not. No.
So, what is it that they're actually emphasising here about a move or something to do with the property? Because I feel I've got a grandfather and I've got a grandmother. I'm not completely convinced that they're on the both sides of the family. But what is being emphasised here is this intuitive sort of progress that you have been making without a lot of evidence physically on the earth plane. I think there's a lot of planning and I think there's been a lot of things going on mentally that is moving you forward. Have you overcome a problem relationship or has there been a problematic relationship for you? Has that been overcome? Has that been sorted out? Because that, again, is something else that's been talking to me about.
With me, a girlfriend.
Yeah, has that been sorted? Is that being finalised? I mean, how certain is that?
I'm not in a relationship.
Have you come out of a relationship then?
About 4 years ago.
Then, I must apologise that I don't know the information that has been given to me. It's just as I heard your voice vibration, I knew there were two grandparents here, and they were talking about some sort of progress being made. I'm going to go and put a clairvoyant head on, and I'm going to say that what's actually being said to me, because we've been on the 2012 theme, that don't be disheartened. As we're going into 2012, they're certainly saying that there are a lot more optimistic things for you. I know they were talking about a move. I know they were talking about relationships. These things cannot be proven until they actually start happening. Because there has been an emphasis of it being an uphill struggle. There has been an uphill struggle, but they want you to be a lot more optimistic about what is actually going to be occurring over the next few months. Can you place me these grandparents? Is there a grandmother on the father's side and a grandfather on the mother's side that have passed over? I'm trying to validate the information I've been given, and it's very, very, very hard to actually give something.
Well, hang on, mate. Stay down. Right, I'll put my neck on the line to someone at Christmas Day. I'm still waiting for an answer.
So you put your, as far as the relationship is concerned.
Yeah, I'll put something out, and I'm just waiting for an answer.
Right. All I know is I can give you a favourable outcome with this because I've got positive indications. When the spirit world gives me the indications of somebody riding on a horse in the brilliant sunshine, which is one of my symbols, I know that is a call for optimism and for celebration. So all I want to say is whatever that gamble or risk that you put out, you are going to pay the dividends because there's movement, there's changes, there is this possibility of a change of location
because I know what has been said to me
and I'm being interrupted and it's the way that the spirit worked with me that it has been extremely difficult for you. I mean, everybody has an uphill struggle, but some suffer more than other people. You apparently have put a lot of effort in, a ridiculous amount of effort in, with poor dividends.
Right.
Now, you haven't. They were talking about a son. Do you have a son, or has somebody actually lost a son? Is there somebody's son on the spirit on the other side of life, please?
Son. I haven't got a son. No.
So whose son is on the other side? Who's lost a child? Where's somebody's son on the other side? Because that is what's actually been said to me. I've got a group of people in the spirit world who are trying to validate themselves and trying to communicate with you and trying to push you forwards. It's all about this optimism that is being given to you. It's a lot of positive energy.
Yeah, I understand that.
So
the son, I haven't got a clue. What are you talking about? Really?
Can I go clairvoyantly again and say that potentially you're going to be settling down in the next couple of years?
Right.
And potentially there could be a child, there could be a son. Maybe that is what they're saying to me. Because I know the information that they're giving me, it's filling my mind with these impressions and all these ideas. And it's all about possibility, zones of possibility, and it's all about optimism. It's all about giving you this optimism.
Right.
Certainly not to give up.
Gotcha. And now the woman's got a son on the airplane.
Sorry about the confusion. I've got a grandparent, I've got a grandmother who would have had what I call the old people's disease, like an Alzheimer's or she might have gone senile, or there might have been a bit of memory loss. It's just that I don't have the confusion. It's the way that spirit communicate with me. I get their symptoms and I get their mannerisms. And
right.
I know that what is basically being said to me is in a simple way is that next year you've got family, you've got yourself a potential serious relationship, you've got yourself potentially a completely new lifestyle. There was the word son mentioned to me. Now I can't validate whether they were saying she's got a son or you're having a son. I can't validate that.
Right. Okay.
But all I know is the word son was mentioned to me.
Right, okay.
But it's all hope. It's all hope for 2012, 2013 for you.
Right, okay.
And I don't know, Paul, if that has helped you in any way, if that was the answer.
Yeah, well, I didn't know. I just got something happened in the chat room. I asked Mike if he had a feeling about me phoning in. He said, yeah, phoning in. He had a feeling, so that's what I phoned in for.
I've got a good feeling for you with it. I mean, it's just, I can feel the frustration that is in your voice and the anguish and the upset. I can get that from your voice vibration. But I can also say, I mean, My first choice is to work as a medium, but whenever I actually get the sort of the clairvoyant information, I have to give that as well. The problem with it being over the radio is you can't validate clairvoyant information because it's a personal thing for you. Do you understand me? But
yeah,
all I know is what I'm actually being given for you is information about things that have not yet happened that are about to manifest. To what degree they manifest is very, 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 that's the hardest part to predict. All I know is it all hinges on a situation that you've mentioned to me in recent days. That's where it's a life-changing event.
Yeah. There's something else going on in my life as well, that it will definitely change my life as well. So I'll see what happens.
This is the turning point, Paul. The next few weeks are crucial, but it is a turning point. It's a positive turning point.
Right. It will be, yeah. So I think positive on both things. I've got to think positive on anyway.
Just wish you all the best for 2012, and I hope 2012 is a good year for you.
So do I, mate. So do I. And to you as well, and to Bev, and to you, Mike. Thanks. Happy New Year.
And, you know, I think this year is going to be a better year for you, and I just look around, you know, June and July, where the things take a turn there, and I think that's where you start to gain a lot of ground and go in the right direction that you feel you're meant to go in. I think June and July 2012 is quite a pinnacle point for you.
Yeah.
So just remember that I've told you that. And I just see that you branch out very much on your own there, and there is an opportunity for self-employment. And I think you need to grasp that chance with both hands and have the confidence just to go for it. You know, it's like I want to give you a push in June and July. And I want to say, no, just do it, Paul. Go for it, because you know it's going to be all right, and you know you can do it. But you just need a little bit of a confidence boost there, you know. Just keep in touch with us, you know, and if we can guide you on anything, then of course we will do.
No, we'll
definitely.
Do.
That's the reason why I told you to call in, Paul, because that's exactly what I felt that it's the confidence, okay? I know that there are other things going on in your life, which I'm not going to say live on air, because it's personal stuff that you might not want to go out live on air. But
that's
know that things there are difficult, and I believe that they're stretching you to your full limits at the moment. And it's like, you know, all I want to do is pull my hair out. But I want to say that you, like, let's learn to breathe. Exactly what Matthew said. The next few weeks is going to test you. It's going to be a point of where you feel let down. But I know that, let's just keep our heads up high. It'll be okay. And, you know, we need to start concentrating on this issue with yourself, particularly to do with the confidence.
Yeah, okay.
You might see for the price of one there, Paul.
Yeah, I'm very grateful. Yeah, I'm very grateful indeed.
You're going to come through it in flying colours, Paul, by the way. You'll come through all the conflict in flying colours. That's what I'm getting very, very, very strongly. 100% you'll get through this with flying colours.
Right, okay.
And Paul, just before you go there, I just keep getting the name George. George.
That's my...
Okay.
Yeah, that's my dad's best friend, the one of his friends. He's keep on popping up, but I don't know why.
No, has dad passed over into spirit, if you don't mind me saying, Paul?
Yeah, he's
because I've got a man here, and I've just said, who's told me that, the name George? And he said, he says, Dad, I'm Dad. And he didn't want to let this opportunity go for you without him coming through. He makes me feel though he's been in spirit for some time, but he's looking out for his friend George. So I don't know whether George is having a difficult time at the moment.
George, I don't know anyone called George. The only George I know is his friend George. He passed away years ago.
Okay. Well, maybe that this is his way of saying they've met up together, but it's almost like he references George for a reason, you see. So
yeah.
I've got to pass that on to you. But to me, this is a father figure that I've got coming through for you who didn't want to miss the opportunity of sending his love around you, because he's trying to help and support you at the moment.
He's
looking down. And I almost want to say this to you, Paul, that when times are difficult for you at the moment, is just think about Dad and send Dad a message, and you'll almost like hear it come back to you and answer in your own mind. And that will be Dad communicating with you, because you're very mediumistic yourself. And I know it's not always easy trying to connect to our own loved ones. It's kind of easier talking to other people's loved ones because we're not emotionally involved. But I do think that Dad's very much around you at the moment, and he's doing his best to let you know that. So I'd look out for some quite clear and concise signs that he will give you on a kind of like a psychic phenomena level. Of you may see like your light flashing, or you may get a white feather in a very strange place where you think, well, there's no, you know, logical reason for me to find that. Or you might find, you know, a penny in the shower or something bizarre. But I almost feel like he's going to, you know, put something there to convince you that he's around. Because although he's telling me you've got great belief in all of this, you still kind of need more convincing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. So look out for those signs.
Could you ask him to leave his clock alone as well?
Oh, well, there you go. He's already sending you the signs. So you know what to look for.
Yeah, his clock, it always starts and it stops. But it works for a long time, but then it stops again. It's his clock.
Oh. Well, you know what? If I ask Dad to stop doing that, you know, and that's up to him whether he agrees to it or not, you know, then you'd miss it and you'd think, oh, where's he gone? Why isn't he messing with the clock anymore? So I bet you take some, you know, comfort in that. I'm sure you do.
Yeah, make you laugh. So.
I bet it. Doesn't that nice, isn't it? When we know it's a certain somebody and we look for that. I mean, my daughter said to me a funny thing today, you know, Paul. We, and I know this is a little bit different, and I'm going off on a little bit of a different tangent here, but we had a dog for many, many years, which was a big family love of our lives, if you like. It was more than a dog. It was almost like he was a person. And unfortunately, he was 16 when he crossed over. But, you know, at Christmas, we always, like, look for a sign from him, and we usually get something. And this year, my daughter, Alice, who's 13, she went, you know what, Mom? She said, I haven't seen a sign from Reuben, our dog, this year. And, you know, she was really upset, you know. And I said, he's still around us, Alice. And I said, you ask for a sign and he will send you one. So when they don't show our signs, we don't like it. So, you know, I will almost, if you want me to say to Dad, please leave your clock alone, I will. But, you know, I bet you'd miss it, really.
That's true, it is. But it's been going on for years, and now we've got it going, and it's getting stopping.
I
thought he's definitely playing around with the thing.
You take comfort in that, Paul, and you let us know how things go for you, but we're going to have to leave it there for today.
We've
got lots of callers to get on. All right, Paul, take care now.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And Happy New Year to all of
you. Bye-bye. And you.
Paul. Remember, come on over to mikespirit.fm. You'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives. And I'll say thank you very much for calling there, Paul.
No, thank you.
Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines. I do believe that I have Martha online. Martha, are you there with us?
I am, yes. Hi, how are you?
Hi, yeah, I'm doing very well. And yourself?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. And can I ask you there, Martha, where you're calling from?
From Ireland.
From Ireland. Okay, so it's evening for you as well?
It is, yes.
Okay. Okay, Martha, I'm going to do your reading here for you. Is that the reason that you called in?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Martha, I know I'm aware of a lady that joins me here from the spirit world. Okay, and I know that as this lady ties a connection here with me, I feel that she would link to your mum's side of your family of when she was here with us. I'm certainly aware of to say to you that before she passed into the spirit world, I know that she makes aware that her movements was very restricted towards the end of her life because I feel as if I want to slow down. Not that I wanted to, but I had to slow down towards the end of my life here. She makes me aware, as I said, she's on your mum's side. I do believe that she could be like your mum a minute as she makes a connection to you because I feel a strong pull and I feel as if she wants to wrap her arms around me like a motherly feeling would. So would you understand your mum in the spirit world there for me, Martha?
I don't. My mum isn't in the spirit world.
Your mum is still here then, is she?
Yes, she's still alive, yeah.
Okay, then let me describe this lady a bit more to you and we'll see of exactly who she is. Because as I said, I feel that her movements are very restricted towards the end of her life. I want to say to you that she would have lost maybe a little bit of weight before she passed on to the spirit world. She makes me feel as if there's something that travels around my body here, so which I know that that would represent like a cancer kind of a condition because I know that that's where she takes me to.
Yes, yeah.
You got her?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, and she would link to your mum's side?
My mum's sister, yeah.
It's your mum's sister, that's fine. And you must have been close to your mum's sister when you was here, Martha, is that right?
Yes, yeah, I was.
Because I know that's the reason why she comes through on like a motherly vibration. Now, I know that I want to say there to you that, see, as she makes her communication to me, she wants me to be, she wants me to say to you about smiling for some reason because I feel as if I want to put a smile on your face. So will I be right in saying that, you know, this last few weeks hasn't been the best of weeks there for you?
That would be right, yes.
And she tells me here that it's been getting difficult and it's been harder and harder as time moves on there for yourself because I know that, you know, it's like as if I can't see the way forward at the moment. Is that right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Now, I know I want to say that to you that... that she tells me, as she links with you there from the spirit world, that she wants me to say to you that, you know, it might not be as bad as it seems, okay? Because I know that you're quite critical, really, of yourself, aren't you, sometimes?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And she says to me that you're the most difficultest person to criticize yourself because you are so harsh. Now, she wants me to say to you, you know, if we could take a step back, you know, and stop blaming yourself sometimes, because I know that's what you've been doing of late, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, yes.
And she says to me, it's not all your fault, you know, and you have to stop blaming yourself for the things that's going wrong in your life, okay? Because the more that you blame yourself, I believe, as I said, that you become more critical and the harder you become on yourself. Now, I know that there's been things back in your past that is really kind of... The past has been influencing your future a lot there, isn't it?
Yes.
And if I said to you that you believe, because you made a choice in life, maybe the last 6 months, because you made a choice then, it's reflected how your life has been now. And I know that you've been thinking to yourself, if only I could turn back the hands of time... Things would be so different now because you wouldn't have made the decision that you made back then. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, she makes me aware to say here to you, you know, never mind what's gone on back in your past. Don't allow it to influence your future. What you must do now is to move on from this and to start building a new bridge then, if you want, for a better word. Build a new bridge to where you need to be because I know that, you know, you've kind of... If I said to you that you've kind of sent out so many emails is the wrong word, but it's like I've been trying to get myself out there so much. I don't know if you're applying for something new or if it's a new job that you're looking for or something, but I know that you've been applying for something new of late. Do you understand of this, Martha?
Possibly my spiritual path.
That's okay because I know
looking it's... Looking for direction.
There we are because I know you've been putting yourself out there so much. And yes. You're waiting for something to come back. And I know yes. I want to say to you, you know, in the fullness of time, it will come back there to you, okay? And very much like our last caller there, like Paul, I don't know if you heard much about Paul's reading, but I know that, you know, I know Paul personally, but I know with yourself that it's a very similar pathway, that you've already started on this development, you've already started working, but you know, it's where do you go? How do you find the next level, isn't it? And I know that's where you are at the moment. How do I go from A to B? Because it seems to be every time that we move forward, something comes up in front of your way, like a big barrier comes up in front of you, and you feel as if you'd be knocked back every single time. Do you understand of this, Martha?
Absolutely, yeah, 100%.
And I know, I know as your mum's sister is with me here in the spirit world, that she tells me that she is trying to give you the guidance and the support from where she is in the spirit world, trying to push you forward. But I know that, again, so you become your own worst enemy, you become your own worst critic, because it's like as if you haven't got the confidence inside yourself to kind of push yourself forward. And I know that she makes me aware of to say that that's the barrier. When we break that barrier down, that it will become quite a lot easier for yourself then, okay? But let's take the critical part out of this. Let's stop criticizing ourselves, because you must remember, you know, this is the way that this movement works, the way that the spirit world works with it. It's a three-way communication, isn't it? It's from a spirit, through a spirit, to a spirit, okay? And, you know, if we can just picture ourselves as like a voice piece, the word medium is to mediate, isn't it? To be the in-between bit. And I believe, you know, the minute that we start thinking, well, yes, I am just the in-between bit here, and just let things flow the way it was meant to be, the way it was naturally attended so many hundreds of years ago when modern spiritualism was born, if we can let it be just a natural progression, then that's the way it will work there with you. But it has to be a natural flow, okay?
Okay.
See, she keeps saying to me, you know, you keep worrying about getting it wrong all the time. Is that right? You keep worrying about getting things wrong.
Well, yeah, if I make a decision, yeah, whether I get it wrong.
Okay. Because she says to me,
the right thing or the wrong thing to do.
Okay, she says to me, stop worrying about getting things wrong. You know, even the best of us get things wrong sometimes, okay? And if I counted up the things I've done wrong, then, oh my gosh, then, you know, I wouldn't have enough hands and fingers around me. But I know that she talks to me about, stop worrying about getting things wrong, you know? We make a decision, let's stick by it. And if it becomes wrong in the future, we can always try and backtrack a little and make it right, or make it better, okay? Because I know that's what I want to say to you. Now, Martha, I'm not going to leave it there, because I know I've got somebody else that joins me and really wants me to work with him. I know he's a gentleman in the spirit world that makes his connection here with me. And if I said to you, this gentleman, you know, he links towards your dad's side, and again, he's very strong in his character-wise. He makes me aware that he didn't reach a fantastic age when he passed, because I know that his passing was quite suddenly. It wasn't expected. I know that he went straight home to the spirit world of when he went. I believe that it was something like, I want to say impact, but I know that's wrong. So it must have been like some kind of accident, whether it be like a work-related accident, or whether it was an accident that would have been like an impact or something. Do you understand of this?
How old would the person be?
Okay. As I said, I don't feel as if he reached a fantastic age. I feel that he may have been maybe around his mid-30s, maybe touching his 40s, not much older than that, I would say.
I don't know anyone that would be that age.
Okay, let me talk to you of this gentleman, because I know that he links to your dad's side, your family. He makes me aware that when he was here with us, he was quite a nicely built gentleman in the build of his body there. And I certainly feel with him here that he would have been quite a kind of fellow that would have loved his social kind of life, because I know that he wants me to say to you that he loved being in his relaxed moments. He would have loved... See, and he makes me... Now, I've got a glass of water by the side of me here, and he makes me look at that glass, and it's like as if I just want to lift it up to you. So I know that he would have enjoyed being at his local. I know he would have enjoyed relaxing. He would have enjoyed being himself when he was here with us, because I know that's the way he comes forward. Now, as I said, it's either a work-related accident, or it's like an impact, which would have been like a collision or some kind. But I know that, as I said, not much older than 40, and I wouldn't go older than 40, to be honest. I would feel maybe more on the side of 30, because I know that's the way he links. But he's certainly within your dad's side of your family.
No, I don't know of anyone.
Okay. Would I be right in saying that your dad comes from quite a large kind of family?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. And what? See, I'm being told there's 14 of them. So would you understand that there's 14 in your dad's family?
There would be so many. There's so many, I just couldn't count.
Okay. Well, I'm being told that there's 14 of them. And, you know, that is quite a lot, really, isn't it? But I know that there's quite that there's 14 of them, and I'm being told that there's like 7 boys. Okay, there would be 7 boys that would link with your dad. So I know that there would be 7 boys, so that would make 7 girls as well, wouldn't it? See, my maths is even working now. 7 boys, but there must have been 7 girls. So there would have been an equal number of boys and girls.
Yeah, well, there's 7 in my family. There's 7 in my family altogether. But my father's family, there's only 3 boys.
Okay, let's go back a generation.
And 3 girls, so that's 6.
Okay, let's go back a generation from your dad. Let's look around your granddad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I certainly feel that's where he wants to link with you, okay? Go back the generation, because that's where he is. Maybe your granddad. Okay, can you understand him now?
Possibly. I wouldn't know much, really, to be quite honest.
Okay, that's fine. It doesn't matter. Then please try and find out about him, because he's with me, okay? And I know as he's with me, he just wants to give you support. He wants to give you guidance at the moment, okay? And it's like as if I want to be around you and just be a pillar of strength there for you, because I know that's the way he comes through to be remembered and recognized there to you, okay? But I know certainly that I want to say to you that, you know, you know that there's an old saying, if you build it, they will come. And I feel that's what I want to say that you know, don't be so so negative, okay, about yourself. Keep building it, okay, and they will come. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, has that helped you a little bit?
Yeah, oh, absolutely, yes.
Okay. Well, remember, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives maybe tomorrow sometime. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. No problem. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Now, before we go back to the phone lines, I know that we are going to take another break. But let me just remind the listeners of the numbers you need to call in. The numbers is 760-283-4611, or if you call an outside of the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. I'll be right back just after this.
Beneath my sheets, I've read the words before, so now I know. Time has come again for me, and I'm feeling the same way all over again. Feeling the same way all over again. Singing the same lines all over again. No matter how much I pretend. Day that I can't find my head, my feet.
Okay, and welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, on Spiritual Connections on this special show with my two very special guests, Elizabeth Lee Crowther and Matthew James. Guys, it's we're already over halfway through the first half. It's flying by, isn't it?
Certainly is.
It does, though, doesn't it? It goes really quickly, especially when you do readings for people. I don't know if you get this, Mike and Matthew, but sometimes you lose track of time, don't you? You know, and you
Completely.
Have to be very conscious sometimes. You think, have I been talking and doing a reading for 2 minutes, or have I been doing it for 10 minutes or 20 minutes? You really can kind of lose your sense of time because you're so focused on the messages that you get coming through clairvoyantly and clairsentiently and clairaudiently, you know, that you're focused and you're concentrating, that sometimes you do completely forget the time. Well, I do anyway.
Yeah.
It never surprises me then when I look at the clock and it's later than what I think it is, you know.
I can second that, yeah. That is every single reading that I do, even when I'm up on platform and on stage as well. You completely lose all track of time. Yeah, it's because you're working in a timeless state. I think that's what it is. But where you're sort of connecting to, I mean, the human time zone doesn't apply.
Well, I'm going to tell you a little story about you now, just quickly, because I know that you know that we're going to take callers and everything else. But you both know Gwyncy.
Yeah.
Quincy.
Right, well, he keeps saying to me, you know, Michael, you need to stop spending so long with people. It becomes annoying. I'm like, well, no, I have to do what I have to do. He keeps threatening me. And you want to know with what?
What's he going
to do? A stopwatch with a buzzer. And every time I go over 10 minutes or whatever, he's going to buzz that little stopwatch. And I said to him, you've got no chance.
And do you know, right, when I met Quincy, he never stopped talking. So
well,
he's a good one to talk, isn't he?
I think we'll have to gang up on him. I know Quincy is actually listening to the show, so I will say hi to
him. Only joking, Quincy.
luckily enough, he's not beside me, so I haven't got nobody nudging me tonight, but never mind, I'm sure that... the Captain, Quincy does his own show here, the Captain Quincy Show, and that's normally every Thursday, but, you know, we kind of pushed him out this week because we stole his spot, you know, we've kind of...
Oh, that's a shame. He's got to have a little break.
Anyway, let's go back to the phone lines. I know I'm going to get myself into trouble with saying this next, and, you know, and Beth, I always do this because, you know, I can't pronounce half these names, and this is shameful, really. I know you're going to even attempt it. Beth, do you want to attempt it?
Is it Basail?
Hello?
Basail, hello, have we got your name right?
It's Basil.
Is it Basail or Basail? Basil! Oh, sorry.
I think we're just as bad as each other there, Beth. Well, I'm going to leave. Well, first of all, can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Connecticut.
Okay. It's all over to you, Beth.
Hi, Basil. I hope you've had a lovely Christmas.
I had a pretty nice Christmas. You still pronounced my name wrong.
Oh no! Tell it me again. I'm so sorry. It's not a name.
How to spell it?
How do you pronounce it? Yeah, can you pronounce it again?
Basil. Yeah.
Okay. I think it's because it's not a name that we hear in the UK. That's why. Where does your name originate from, Basil?
Well, my grandfather supposedly made it up. He knew 9 different languages fluently, I guess. He was an engineer, so I have no idea.
Well, that's lovely because it sounds like you're a one-off and that's a very unique name. So isn't that lovely to be, you know, perhaps the only person who's got that name? Now, what can I do to help you, Basil? I've just, you know, instinctively taken my... psychic tarot cards out for you, which are by a guy, a medium actually, who's an American medium called John Holland. So I don't know if you're familiar with him. But he does a super pack of cards called the Psychic Tarot Cards. And as we've been talking, I've instinctively picked those up for you, Basil. So I'd like to have a look at those for you. But is there anything in particular you want me to focus on for you?
More like a new relationship.
Well, you know what's so funny is when you've said that, I've been shuffling my cards and one literally flew out of the pack and it said patience. So I think when new relationships are there for you and are coming in for you, you know they've got to be nurtured and they've got to grow. And you know what I'm being told by my spirit guides to pass on to you, Basil, is that you really struggle with the concept of patience and you like things to happen yesterday. You are one of these people that you have an idea and you want to act on it immediately. So I think that's going to be a little bit difficult for you to take things slowly, but the advice that the cards are giving is that this is the right way for a successful relationship, isn't to jump in feet first, but to take things step by step, as opposed to really immerse yourself completely. Because I don't know, as I look at this, they show me that in the past for you with relationships, you've gone kind of like from 0 to 60 almost within a few days, not even a few weeks. It's almost like gone from perhaps having a date with somebody to like a really big full-on relationship within a matter of days, and it becomes very intense very quickly, and then starting to look ahead to the future immediately. And it's like, oh, you need to slow down, you know, so you don't cross that line next time. Because what I'm being shown also, Basil, is that this is the reason you can get hurt very quickly and very easily, because not everybody can keep up to that pace of yours. And I think you become a little bit vulnerable. And then, unfortunately, it's like you're open to get trodden on. And I think people haven't always been fair to you in the past with relationships. And it's almost like I see this symbolically an image of you being, your heart being trampled on and being broken. And I really feel like it wasn't your fault, but I feel like you've been taken advantage of. Does that make sense to you, Basil?
Yeah, I think because I'm a Libra.
Oh, are you? Okay. Now, what's really wonderful, you know, is that I've just got this card that's come out for you, and it says the transformation. And this is you nurturing something new, but then you know, the way in which you develop this is that you spread your wings and you grow and you show everybody who you are. And it's almost like a time to, and I know this sounds a bit of a funny word, but it's the way I want to describe it, be exposed to everybody and everybody seeing the real you. And it's almost like I want to put you out there and for you to say, hey, look, everybody, this is me. And do you know what? I don't really care what you think, because I want to be authentic and I want to do things my way. And I'm not going to keep worrying about what you're thinking, you know, what other people are thinking about me. I want to step out into the limelight now and show everybody who I am. And you know, there is a great saying by, you know, are you familiar with the work of Dr. Wayne Dyer? He's very big in the US. And he says this, and, it, you know, it rings a lot of bells for me, you know, and resonates with me very strongly. He says, what you think of me is none of my business. And it's like, I want to give you that saying to stop worrying about what other people think, because I think you take things on board, you know, in a very big way. But I just see next year, 2012, where you kind of shake yourself down and brush yourself off and you get on with it, you know. You've got the wisdom cards that come to it. So I think almost like your relationships up until now have all been like a training ground, and that you've got a lot of information from that, and it's like how to do it but not how to do it as well, so that you can collate all this information now and put it to good use. Because I do see new relationships coming in that will be strong for you and very good and successful, but you've got to take it slowly, not just to rush in. You've got a wonderful card here that says spiritual union. This is about a soulmate coming in for you. You'll have a big connection. You will have a lot of things in common with this person. You will have done similar things at similar times in your life. And I think, you know, sometimes when you meet somebody, and you may only be talking to them for an hour, but you feel like you've known them a lifetime, you're going to get that feeling that comes over with this person, and that's how you know that they're right. I know that you've suffered with relationships because I've got conflict and defeat where they show that you've really come out of things in a bad way, but this is the time now where everything is going to start again and the new is going to come in. But you've got to stand your ground. You've got to be assertive this time, and you've got to let people know what you expect from a relationship, not all about what they want from you. I just feel it's got to be more of a two-way thing for you. Now, as I look at this wisdom card, you know, there is a little picture on there, Basil, of a little dog. And I really am drawn to this little dog. And I just feel like there is a dog that's going to come in for you. And I just think either this person that comes in for you has got this little dog, or that you go and you get a rescue dog. But it's almost like I look at a little terrier type dog, quite a small dog, not a large dog. And I just feel that's going to have quite a lot of importance for you in the future. Now, I also look at these initials of ST. ST. So I don't know if you are familiar with anybody called Stuart or Stephanie. But anyway, I look at that and I want you to write that down when you come off this call, because I see that as important. I also look at the month of May, and I want to go around the 12th of May, and I look at that as a celebration, that something is going to be celebrated around that time. So I'm not sure if you know what that is yet, but again, these are things that you can jot down when you come off the call and look back on, okay? Now, somebody stepping through from the spirit world, they show me a lot of chest problems when they were here on Earth, and there is a lot of breathing problems, but also a heart issue, because I almost like they show me, I know this sounds a little bit odd, but I kind of see from the spirit world sometimes, it's almost like I look internally, a little bit like an x-ray, just so that you can understand and validate the information, that they would have had problems with the valves of their heart. So this is what they show as a condition that they suffered with when they were here on the earth. Can you understand that, Basil?
Saying someone who had a hard time breathing?
Yeah, but it was all related. There was a chest issue and a heart issue for this person.
Well,
it resulted in a lot of breath.
Well, my grandfather, well, he had a cancer. I don't know where it was, but he didn't die from... He had a cancer during that time, but he died from a pneumonia. He had a hard time breathing.
Oh, okay. Well, his heart must have been under a lot of strain, because the way I see it is like the valves of the heart aren't functioning properly, but he shows me like this breathing problem and shortness of breath and real struggle
and
there.
He had a very hard time breathing.
Okay, so it makes sense with the way he comes through to show you who it is. Now, have you got somebody's watch or timepiece that's been passed on? Because I look at like a face of a clock or a watch that he's just shown to me, like a timepiece that has been passed on through the family. Okay.
Not sure. Like I mean, I've heard like rings, living and stuff like that, but the clock, the watch part, I'm not sure.
Okay, well, you can perhaps ask in the family about that, but would you also understand somebody that's significant with the initial J, like Jenny or Jeremy? Because I'm looking at a J-E name that's being shown to me at the moment, but it comes through significance and importance.
Well, I have a close friend, and she was like a sister. Her name was Jane, and she passed away from cancer.
Oh, okay, because I'm getting this name being called to me now, and I think this is her her way of trying to link into me and trying to come through. Okay, so let me just see if I can get a strong link with her. Now, she gives me this feeling that you've been very much thinking of her around this Christmas time, and you felt very emotional. And it's a conversation, she tells me, that she's been party to and listened in where her name was mentioned. Okay?
I was with her mother during Christmas Eve. Like, she gave me the gift, and or even when I see her picture on the wall, you know, she told me, well, you know, this is a beautiful jacket, so it'll be from me and from Jamie.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Well, she's coming through quite strongly now and saying that she heard her name being mentioned over Christmas, and she wants you to know that she was there around you, and if Mom was there as well, if you could, I don't know how open-minded her Mom is, but if you could give her that information, I'm sure that, you know, she would appreciate it. Now, Janie has just shown me a set of keys, and she's just waving these keys at me. Now, whenever I see that from Spirit, I know that there is a new house or a new car that she can see that is either just happened or just coming up for you. And she's waving them to me quite frantically and laughing about it. So she's very aware of these new keys that are going to be put into your hands.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay.
She also makes me feel like there is somebody called Tom. Sounds like Tom. But certainly an initial T I can see very strongly. And it seems to be like a mutual connection that you both have. Is it Tom or Tyler?
Is it someone that she's related to?
It seems that you both know this person. She knows them, and so do you, because she gives it as like a mutual person for both of you, and it's like she's laughing as if because you can't place it. So I'm pretty sure you're going to place it very quickly, but I know I've got the initial T right because she shows it me like as if I can see it being drawn, and I know when they draw things for me and make them very big that it's significant, okay? Sometimes I'm a little bit off with the name, but I'm never off with the initial because I can see that very clearly.
Don't worry
if you can't think of it immediately. You know, just join the chat room and you can, you know, as you get off the call and it may suddenly click in, you can always update us on the chat room or you can leave me a message on my Facebook page because I do like it when people go, oh, yes, I understood it as soon as I put the phone down, you know. But, yeah, I think you've got an exciting year, new relationship coming in for you, Basil. Lovely that you've got these two links that came in today. But we're going to have to leave it there now, Basil, because we've got other callers. So I hope that's helped you.
Yeah, it helped me a lot.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Basil.
Thank you, Basil, for calling. And remember, come on over to MikeSpirit.fm. You'll be able to have a copy of that video in my archives a little bit later on. I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. I know Matthew's ready next, ready to go. Are you okay there, Matthew?
I'm fine, yeah. I'm ready to go.
Okay. I think it's Deborah that we have. Deborah online next. Deborah, are you there with us?
My name is Deidre. Is it? You talking to me?
Sorry, yeah, that's fine. Matthew, it's all over to you.
Hi, Deidre. How are you?
How are
you, Deidre?
How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from, Deidre?
I'm calling from Florida.
Okay. So you had a good Christmas then?
Oh, say it again?
You had a good Christmas then, despite everything?
It was good.
Because I've actually got to ask you that. I've got a very, very, very strong male who's been standing next to me, who's been waiting to communicate with you. Now, I don't know if it's your father or it's his father, but I've got a guy here who was a very affectionate guy, who was a very, very generous guy, and he had a wicked sense of humour. Now, I don't know if you can place that gentleman for me.
it's quite important that you can place this guy because he's got a lot of information for you.
Now, that's the thing. Both my father has passed and my grandfather on both sides, so I don't know.
Okay, so I'm going to go. The first thing that I wrote down, because you see, as I was waiting for this reading, I was writing information down for you. The first word I put was father, and I also put grandfather. So I'm going to assume until I'm told otherwise, I've got your father, and I've also got his father with you here. Who had the really good sense of humour, and who was really close to you? I mean, usually fathers are close to their siblings, to their children, but I feel your grandfather was the one who was ridiculously close to you.
Yeah, me and my father didn't really connect till later in life, which he passed really young, so we kind of didn't really have too much of a connection.
It was your grandfather who was close to you then.
Yeah.
Right, and he's the one that's got this tremendous sense of humor that I've got to express to you.
Yeah, he did. That's true. That's so true, you're right.
Because I got a saying that I've got to say to you. Oh, Deborah, what are we going to do with you this time? It's like you've obviously got your... What are we going to do with you this time? I get the... There's a saying that I give clients that you fall down drains and culverts and you come up smelling of roses. You're always sort of... If something's going to be done the wrong way, you can guarantee that Deborah will do it the wrong way, but she'll learn from it and she'll pass it on to other people. This is what I've got to express to you.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You've got this tremendous amount of strength. You've got this tremendous sense of positivity. And they give me sort of an image of you being a little bit of a magician in other people's lives. You can make things happen for everybody else. But when it comes to yourself, you struggle like mad to make it happen for yourself.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Right. This grandfather had some... Right. He's contradicting himself here. First of all, he gave me like a sore throat or a chest condition, and then he said something about he had a stroke. He had a quick stroke. He had a sudden thing with his heart, but he was giving me this throat condition. I presume he had both conditions, did he?
Oh, yeah. Well, my dad, it was just all of a sudden passing, but, yeah, it was something about his throat. But my grandfather, yeah, the chest, because he used to smoke, and the chest, yeah.
Okay, so I've got the feeling that I'm getting two, you're getting two, mess. You're getting one message from two people here.
Yeah.
Now, I've got the feeling that one of them saw you as some sort of nurse or some sort of nursemaid, or you would have looked after one of these two, because they're referring to you as almost like this nurse or certainly this healing sort of individual. That is the impression that I've been given here.
Oh, people tell me that lately, I'm like a healer, or I should be, or I should be a nurse, or... People have been telling me that lately. That's true.
So you're the one that's got the charismatic energy, and you're the one that people actually are jealous of, and you don't... There's no reason for them to be jealous of you, but for some reason there's this jealousy that's been generated around you, because that is the sense that I'm getting here.
Yeah, and I don't know why that is, because I don't have jealous streak in my body, so I don't understand it at all.
Well, it's so funny that in the psychic world, in the spiritual industry, you put out a positive, light, vibrant energy, and you get jealousy back. So all I want to say is that you're putting some sort of tremendous light, some sort of tremendous energy out, and what you're getting back is people are jealous of you. They don't know why they're jealous of you. Their first reaction is they want to be jealous towards you.
Wow. Well, they can have my life if they want it. It doesn't seem all that great to me because I'm always having trouble everywhere and sadness. But, hey, okay.
Yeah, but you are having 1,001 experiences that you can actually pass on to other people, can't you? You're in sort of a, you can be a counsellor, you could be a teacher, you could be a healer, you could be a life coach. It's whatever you set your mind at that you need to be looking into as we go into 2012. It's make your mind up time. That's how it's, they can be, I mean, the words that are coming through pretty quickly. One of these is a fast talker. And he's somebody's talking about there can be no mucking around. You're going to make one decision. You're going to stand by the decision. You can't. You're going to make your mind up this time, girl. It's like you look at 1,001 things. You try everything, but you don't actually see anything through. But next year, you've got to make your mind up, and you've got to do something.
That's so true. Yeah, I went back to school, and I'm like, I'm in school, but I'm like, okay, Deidre, what do you want to do? You know, what kind of avenue are you going to take? You got to finish this degree, and it's got to mean something. So, yeah, that's true.
Now, somebody's laughing, and they're saying, that's my girl, but that ain't your father. So it's your grandfather that's saying, that's my girl.
Oh, God. I feel the laughter for some weird reason. I do. I do. Oh, boy, that's... Yeah.
He had one of those grins that would fill his whole face, and it was infectious. If you were in a bad mood, his smile would just melt that bad mood. That's the sort of gentleman I've got here.
Yeah, that's what we always used to do. You know, I smile, he smile. We both, everybody's like, you two are just smiling all the time.
Do you know
yeah.
what? I know why he's smiling, because he's given me the information, and the information is you've got a new friendship coming, you've got a beneficial friendship coming in the short term, and it's going to change all your fortunes, it's going to turn everything upside down. He's not necessarily talking about being a physical loving relationship as in a partner, but it is a clear male friendship and relationship that's coming in that is going to change everything. Somebody's going to believe in you, apparently, because there's not been a lot of belief in you recently.
Wow, that's good news. Yeah, I changed. Yeah, I need a change. I really do.
Did you, by chance, a few years back, kick a gentleman into touch? Did you show somebody the door? I don't know how long ago this was, because this guy's not got any concept of time. He's just talking about you should have seen the way she kicked somebody out the door.
Yeah, my ex-husband, I just was like, that's it. That's it.
I need to go. Apparently, the look of shock on his face should have been recorded and put on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, I mean, the guy was incredulous because it was the last thing he expected you to do.
Well, I had stayed so long and kept going back, and I was like, enough. That's it. Enough.
Your life has completely changed, because what you're now bringing in is a different sort of person. I'm pretty certain your grandfather is granting you a serious relationship here. He doesn't care about anything that you might have been in or anything that you've been. He's more on about sending you something now that is a lot more beneficial for you.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Now, I'm getting messages that I'm sounding way too loud, but I've got to emphasize that's your grandfather. He's shouting down the microphone at you. He's trying to emphasize. I think he was deaf as well.
Oh, then you must be talking about my dad's dad, because I was close with both of my grandfather. That was the thing.
Your dad's dad. I thought from the word that I had your dad's dad. That's who I was convinced he was talking to me. And he's literally standing next to me publicly.
Oh, yeah. It's weird how the phone's acting up. That happens every time. Is that a phone acting up? Every time that happens, I swear to God.
Okay, I think we're losing Matthew.
You hear me?
That's okay.
You hear me?
Well, yeah, I can hear you. It Can you hear me fine?
What's so funny is I'm over here about dying because I swear every time I get on, it does that. It does that every, I swear.
I'm back, Deidre. I got cut off for some reason then.
Yeah, I normally get dropped. That's why I'm like not surprised at all. I normally get dropped whenever it gets like that. I either get dropped or it interferes. Like, this, seriously, it's the fourth time. But I've got more information this time, so that's good.
Yeah, this is the Twilight Zone because this is I think this is paranormal. I think somebody is trying to really emphasize that they're around you.
That is so good. That's good because I miss them so much and I talk to them and I want them to be around me. So that's good to know that they are. So that's good. I feel a lot better because I always, I miss them so much. And so that's good to know.
Now, when I know you're in Florida, but who actually lived literally on the Everglades? Who literally actually was on a boat in the Everglades area?
In the Everglades, on a boat?
Yeah, I mean, this is the scene that this gentleman's showing me, and he's going, hey girl, I'm going to start moving things. I'm going to make things start happening in your life. I'm going to start moving things. And I think he's talking about you actually moving.
Oh, that's by Orlando. I've always wanted to go to Orlando. But I just, get scared and I just
there's
just
no
don't
such
know.
Word as calm. There's a word that says you do. Two words, do it. Don't stop and think, do it. You question things too much, Deidre. That's what I'm being told to tell you. You've got to move. You've got to do it. You've got to change the life pattern by moving. This is the emphasis. This is your the father vibration because he's not as strong as the grandfather. Your grandfather was much stronger than your father.
Oh, yeah, he was like my father. He really was my grandfather. Yeah, that was my dad.
He's, I'm losing the signal from both of them. But because I know there's also a lady coming in who has got to be a grandmother. It's got to be his wife. It has to be. And she's another one that can sort of smile. She's sort of pretty keen to come through. She wants to talk about the gentler side of things and your emotions and your emotional state and your hair and the things that you wear and the things that you eat, the more feminine things that she's bringing in.
Oh, yeah, she passed away when I was so little, and so they tried to tell me about her and show me her, but I didn't know her that well.
But she was a gentle lady, this is a very, very gentle vibration that's coming in to talk to you.
Wow, that's so good.
Do you know if she had breathing problems or she had anything that, because I'm trying to draw a breath as I'm talking, I feel like I'm definitely in a lung area here.
Yeah, and me too. That's weird. Me too. I thought it was just me. Just hot. Wow.
You're an empath.
Now I'm getting scared. Me too. It's faint. I'm like, my chest is heavy.
I think the lady is connecting with you. Now, I know I could speak to you all day with these people, Deidre, but I know there are other callers on the line. So sadly, I'm gonna have to finish there. All I know is if you can take your father, your grandfather and your grandmother with you and the information that they've given you and sort of try and move forward in 2012. I think that's what the emphasis is here.
Yeah, that's really great. I like I say, always try to get through, but it drops me as soon as I get on. So this has been really great for me. So I really appreciate you all. I really do.
It's a pleasure, Deidre. You.
The pleasure is all ours. But thank you very much for calling. And remember,
okay,
come
on
to mikesquirrel.fm and you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you so much. You all be blessed.
Thank you.
Thanks, Deidre.
Good New Year. Bye now. Okay, and before I take the next caller, I want to take a few little seconds here just to remind you And I want to remind you all, even though that it's only scheduled for another 15 minutes for this show, if you all go over to GH Talk Radio, again on Blog Talk Radio, so you need to type in www.blogtalkradio.com/GH Talk Radio, then you'll be able to catch myself, Elizabeth, and Matthew at, well, that'll be in 45 minutes because we still got 15 minutes left of this show. We can have a little comfort break for a half hour, and then we'll be back for our four-hour extravaganza. But if you want to call in now for this show, the number for this one is 760-283-4611. Or if you're going to call in once we switch over to the other network, the numbers you need to call in on there will be 760-913-4154. Or if you're calling outside the USA, it will be 001-760-913-4150. And we'll be right back just after this. And let's go straight back to the phone lines. I do believe I have Lorraine online. Lorraine, are you there with us?
No, it's Maureen.
Sorry, I do apologize. Okay, and what was the reason
Don't
that
worry,
you called?
Everybody gets it wrong.
Well, I'm going to blame my producer because that's where he typed it. So I'm going to blame him because he can't see nothing because he's not right with us. Sorry?
I do apologize. It's the way I speak.
Oh, that's okay. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Birmingham, England.
From Birmingham, Birmingham by the sound of it, Lorraine.
Yes,
if you don't mind me saying so, I can tell a West Midlands accent straight away.
Well, Beth, that's you know, it's up by you, isn't it? Okay. And what was the
well,
reason that you called in for? What was the reason that you called in for?
I would like a reading, please.
Okay, bear with me a second. Let me make my link to the spirit world and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay for you?
Yes, fine.
Okay. Now, I know the first thing that I'm aware of is a gentleman that's by the side of me here. And this gentleman makes me aware that he's been in the spirit world quite some time now. Okay, I believe he's been there a few years.
Yes.
And I know as he makes his link here with me that he makes me aware that his life went kind of dramatically downhill before he passed on to the spirit world. I believe that I need to say to you that before he, you know, he was quite a loving man in his character, because I know that as he makes his connection here that... you know, he's quite relaxed in his character, he's quite laid back in his character, and quite sympathetic as well, the word I want to use as well here, because I know that's the way he comes through to me. I know that he links within your family. I know that he comes maybe more towards your dad's side, if I'm honest here with you. But I know as he makes this communication, he says to me here that he was very caring, and he thought lots, and, you know, he loved his family, the closest people to him. He wasn't afraid of showing his affections to those that was closest to him. So do you understand if I'm with you?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Okay, let me have a little bit more of him. I know that he makes me aware that when he passed on to the spirit world, that he would have been... I'm inclined to say it's around the heart, okay? I'm around to say... It's the heart that would have took this man over, even though that he complained of his chest area, and he would have complained of the chest for a little while before he passed. But he tells me that that's why he had to slow down, because of the chest, but it was the heart that took him over in the end. So does that clear that up for you? That, okay. I know as well as... It's your granddad, good, okay. I know as he makes his connection here, he says to me that he's been with you for quite some time. He's been there a long time. And
he's my dad. I called him dad.
That's okay. That's fine. Because I know he says to me, he's been there a long time. He's been trying to make his communication there with you for quite some time as well. Now, would I be right in saying that you are aware of spirit yourself? Is that right?
Yes.
And, you know, it's kind of like... it's no good trying to prove to you that there's life after death, because you already know it anyway.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello. And,
which is fine, you know, that's fine. But he tells me that you're continuously, your thoughts are with those people that's in the spirit world. And it's kind of like you make a... See, I would even go as far as saying that you're able to work with the spirit world. Is that right?
I've been told that before, yes.
Okay, well, maybe that's what I'm trying to tell you. You know? It's simple.
I have been told it.
It's simple, okay, because it's the most naturalist thing that we can do. I believe that we're all born with an ability to do something, and that is to make a connection. Now, I know as well that as he makes his link with me at the moment, that he makes me aware that it's like as if you feel as if you're looking over your shoulder all the time. Is that right? And I know that there's things that's gone on in your life of late there that's making you feel as if it's like a long, tiring road there for you at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's kind of like, I want to say heartbreaking, if I can use that word there for you. It's like as if everything's against you, isn't it? And never mind how how hard you try, how hard you push, it's like it's a never-ending battle with yourself, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, he keeps telling me here about, girl, come on, sort yourself out. Let's dry up these tears for a start. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
And he tells me here that the tears are because you feel so down, so disappointed, but maybe not so much it is with yourself, but not so much with yourself. It's for those that's been closest to you, because that's where the heartbreak comes into. And I know that your granddad comes into your life because he says to me that of where he would have shown his affection to those who was closest to us in this life, that's exactly what he's doing in the next life. He wants to show his affection to you and just catch around you and say, come on, girl, let's pull ourselves together and let's start on this road that we are on, but let's start afresh now, okay? Because I know I need to say here to you that, you know, let's take it one step at a time. Let's take it in like bite-sized pieces instead of trying to do everything in one go. Let's do it in digestible-sized pieces. You understand of this, is that right?
Yeah. Oh, no, what are you doing?
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, no, what are you doing?
Good, okay. Well, I know that, see, I know that our time is limited now, okay? We've got literally a few minutes left on this, and then we're going to go over to GH Talk Radio. So you are welcome to join us and welcome to call back in, because I know I've got to end it quickly here. But I know that your dad is just wants me to say here to you, okay, chin up, there is another pathway, there is another route, another direction that we can take that will take us to a nice... Not a nice, that's the wrong word, did he correct me? that's another direction that we can take that would lead us off to a different pathway that I feel, and I do believe that it's going to be much nicer for you, okay? Do you understand of this?
I hope so.
Okay. Now, I'm not the one who's going to give you names because, you know, I've kind of said to myself years and years ago, names, I don't really want names because... You know, I don't. That's just the way I work. But there's somebody, and it's a Mark. Who's Mark? But I want Mark in this life.
I don't know a Mark.
Okay. Well, I know that there's a Mark that you either know or it's going to come into your life. That I believe that's going to be the turning point there for you. Okay. I know that, see, lots of us make promises to ourselves in the new year, and I never stick to mine. I really don't. But I know that... you've kind of made yourself a promise that the beginning of next year, it's going to be a new you, isn't it?
Well, I hope so. Don't get me wrong, I'm happily married. But a Mark, I can't think of.
Okay, it's either the Mark, I'm not saying that it's a relationship, I'm not saying that. But if it's a Mark that's going to come into your life, then it could be into a work situation. It could come into a development situation. It could come in many different ways, okay? But I know that's going to be the turning point for you in your life to escalate you forward, because I know that's what you need, and that's what your granddad has come here to say to me, that he wants to kind of just push you forward. And I believe that the Mark is going to help you to do this in this life.
Can I just ask you one question?
Yes.
Is my brother happy? My brother's just passed.
Okay.
And I need to know if
don't tell me no.
My mum and dad.
He passed quite quickly, yeah?
The 15th of November.
Okay. But he passed quickly. Is that right?
Yes.
Because I know that he smiles at me, okay? So I know to answer your question,
they're in the spirit.
Okay. Okay, well, as I said, we are going over, we are switching over to the other network. Please come and join us and call back in. But I know I've got to leave it there.
Hi, can I call back in?
Yeah, you can call back in, but on the other network, on GH Talk Radio. So go into blogtalkradio.com/GH Talk Radio, and that's where you'll catch us there in half hour time. Okay,
okay,
Elsie, thank you very much for calling. But if you come on over to MikeSpirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on, Elsie. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, Elizabeth and Martin, we're done for the first half, and I suppose I'll catch you guys, but not so much Elizabeth. I know Elizabeth is going to leave us now. But thank you, Elizabeth, and we'll say thank you very much and speak to you very soon.
Thanks for listening to Spiritual Connections here on MySpirit.fm. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We are live every Thursday at the same time, 6:30 p.m. UK, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Remember, you can always log into our chat rooms during the show to ask Mike a question. Or find Mike on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium. Okay, that's it for now. Catch you next week, same time, same station. Here on MikeSpirit.fm.